Same-sex couples will soon have their marriages protected and recognized in federal law. President Biden says he will quickly sign into law the Respect for Marriage Act. The House passed the measure yesterday in a rare bipartisan vote. 39 House Republicans joined Democrats to vote in favor of the measure. And that follows Senate approval last week, with support from 12 Republicans. Joining us now is Senator Tammy Baldwin, Democrat from Wisconsin, and one of the sponsors of this bill. Senator, thank you for being here.
It's a pleasure to join you.
First of all, you are the first openly gay member of the Senate. You've been working on issues of equality and marriage for decades. What does the passage of this bill mean for the country and for you?
Well, I have been witness to progress over many years and sometimes steps backwards. But to see the legislative branch, the House and the Senate, pass the Respect for Marriage Act really does show how far we've come. Many of the hard-fought, hard-won rights have been achieved in the courts. The U.S. Supreme Court deciding the case in Obergefell in 2015 to make marriage equality the law of the land. But we haven't necessarily seen our legislative bodies achieve and underscore these victories. This was so big in seeing both houses of Congress take this step to say, should the Supreme Court ever revisit this and reverse it, we are going to make sure that people in interracial marriages and same-sex marriages have the security that marriage provides.
What caused so many Republicans to join in approving this bill?
You know, I think what has changed is the visibility of people in same-sex couples and marriages, families. You know, not so many years ago, I could have talked with many of my colleagues and say, oh, I don't know any gay couples. But since marriage equality has been the law of the land, more and more people have gone to same-sex marriages, to the celebration, weddings. Many know people on their staff or in their extended family or go to church with people. And I think that has been something that resulted in the changing of hearts and minds. That's why we have over 70% of Americans now who support marriage equality, and why we increasingly have strong bipartisan majorities in Congress in the same way.
And there were churches that came out in support of this as well. Now, the bill repeals the prior law, the Defense of Marriage Act. Why is that important?
Well, the Defense of Marriage Act passed in 1996 was a federal law defining marriage to exclude same-sex couples and preventing the federal government from recognizing same-sex marriages should any state begin to recognize them. And that law is still on the books, despite the fact that the Supreme Court declared it unconstitutional. You know, after this summer's decision in the Dobbs case overturning Roe versus Wade, there are so many other cases that were viewed as well settled, that were, you know, that were decided based on similar reasoning and constitutional bases as Roe versus Wade, that people in same-sex marriages, interracial marriages, and in other arenas began to worry that an activist Supreme Court could do the same with regard to marriage equality and these other issues. And if that were to happen, the Defense of Marriage Act would still have been on the books. So that's why it's so important that we've repealed it through the Respect for Marriage Act.
And once this is law, states will have to recognize legal marriages from other states, but it doesn't make legalizing gay marriage a requirement across the country. So does this go far enough?
Well, I certainly know that we looked at how one could draft a federal law that required law changes and constitutional changes at the state level, and it just proved, impossible. That said, this is a safeguard. Should the Supreme Court, which is now a very activist court, decide to relitigate these issues of same-sex marriage or interracial marriage, that a person who has a marriage license or who gets one in a state where it's recognized would have that marriage recognized in any state to which they traveled. One quick analogy.
Senator, we have to leave it there. Senator Tammy Baldwin, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.